teach good, not deny. I'm standing.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. While the candidates are in important battleground states today, a lot of the attention in the presidential race is focused on last night's Donald Trump rally at Madison Square Garden. A comedian compared Puerto Rico to an island of garbage. Odyssey reporter Raquel Williams has reaction from Philadelphia.
Councilwoman Quetzi Lozada said not even a public apology would be accepted at this point.
Absolutely not. Don't be fooled. That is something that they are aligned with. The campaign believes that we are garbage. The campaign has no respect for Latinos.
The Trump campaign has distanced itself from the joke, saying it's not a reflection of Trump's views or that of the campaign. Raquel Williams for CBS News, Philadelphia.
The FBI is now joining the investigation into early morning fires that were set in ballot drop boxes in Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington. Hundreds of ballots were destroyed in the Vancouver fire. CBS News has obtained a federal bulletin that assesses individuals are likely to call for violence in response to false election narratives. Peter King has that.
The Homeland Security Bulletin says threat actors are calling for violent acts against both elections officials and, quote, populations that they perceive as threatening election integrity. They say the threats are motivated by the possibility of a closer contested election, state election law variations, and delays in vote counting. Mail-in voting is also an issue, and DHS says some online messages are promoting ways to sabotage ballot boxes.
The Pentagon said today 10,000 North Korean troops are in Russia. That's three times the previous estimate. And the UN Secretary General says they're moving in the direction of the border with Ukraine.
The deployment of North Korean troops represents a significant escalation.
President Biden called it dangerous. Israel is sending its Mossad spy chief back to Doha for Gaza ceasefire talks, while families of those held captive there appeal to the Knesset to bring the hostages home, among them this mom.
This is a horrible bleeding situation that is ongoing. Nama is there for 388 days.
McDonald's says its beef patties are not responsible for the E. coli outbreak, as Jason Brooks reports.
The hamburger chain announced it's bringing back its quarter pounder to all of its restaurants after ruling out the beef patty for a recent E. coli outbreak across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain states. Health officials confirmed that the outbreak was tied to the slivered onions McDonald's solely uses on the quarter pounder and not from any other ingredient.
Volkswagen says it's shutting at least three factories in Germany and laying off tens of thousands of workers. It's Europe's biggest car maker. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkway surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Racine's council president is hanging it up. In an email sent over the weekend, 9th District Alderman Terry McCarthy says he'll not run for re-election in April. He says he's letting everyone know now so that potential candidates can start to take action. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver. There's no parking and riding at another Milwaukee County lot. The state DOT says they're closing the College Avenue park and ride lot as they try and deal with escalating safety issues and illegal camping. The decision follows a 42% increase in emergency calls to the park and ride lots compared to last year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there, and he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team, keep on taking care of the ball, keep on being aggressive, find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly sunny and unseasonably warm once again, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and winds starting to whip out of the south. By tonight, they'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour with chances of showers and storms. And tomorrow, they'll gust at 40 miles per hour, spiking our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party. Try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. The hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, a study suggests that red meat is unhealthy. Is it just me or do you crave a hamburger every time a new study about red meat comes out?
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there. Telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds.
are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stopped. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it could grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing?
Doing well. So you know what I got up and did this morning?
Drink coffee.
Nope, I'm actually not a coffee drinker.
You're
I got
a shower right away guy?
I usually am, yes.
Okay, well then let's go to the board.
All right, we'll go to the board and we'll say voted early. How about that?
Oh.
So if you said voted early... Ding, ding, ding.
You need the Family Feud sound right there.
There we go.
That's close enough.
All right. So, I live in Caledonia, so went over to the Caledonia Village Hall, where they have the early voting set up, and got that done. Got the sticker that says I voted and everything.
Did you run into any problems with printings of labels?
Nope. I thought of you when they printed my label, because I remember hearing you last week on the news talking about how there were such issues with it.
There were, and we got the notification over the weekend that all is well in the land of printing labels with the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Yeah, I got there about 10 after 8, I think. They opened at 8, and there were just a couple of people in front of me in line, so kind of in and out of there quickly. Love it.
Is that your first time voting early?
No. I've voted early before. I just don't want to take a chance. You know, I get off of work late enough that I don't want to have to go after work on the day of the election and you know, what if something goes wrong?
3 to 5 inches of snow possible.
Yeah, right,
I'm not saying that's in the forecast for this right now, but that could, you know, one of those things that you try and plan away from.
So I love everything about voting early, except one thing. There's one thing I don't like about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is you don't get to stick the ballot in the machine yourself, because the ballot will, or the machine will tell you whether the ballot is accepted or not. Because what if I screwed up my ballot? You stick it in and the machine rejects it, and then you get to vote again, right? You know, you get to vote over.
That's a fine point. I guess like one of the things that I didn't think about. How does that make you feel?
I don't think I've screwed up my ballot, so I think I'm okay.
Well, you can go to that My Vote website and I believe follow along with your ballot.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't you go check that website out?
What is it?
There's a link to click that if I already voted, what am I looking for?
Okay.
So there's a very thorough website.
Okay, cool. I'll check it out. All right, that's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Peggy Sue.
gal, yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Local news, timeless hits from Buddy Holly and Peggy Sue on WRJN. It was on this date in 1958 that Buddy Holly appeared on Dick Clark's American Bandstand, where he lip-synced It's So Easy and Heartbeat. It would be Holly's last major TV appearance.
Mama, you, Mama. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The final run-up features a rally in Racine. Senator J.D. Vance will speak to supporters tonight at Memorial Hall about a week after his Democratic rival did the same. The address is set for 5:30 tonight, and there will once again be impacts downtown. The Racine Library will close at 3:30, with the parking lot and walkways surrounding the area closed starting in the afternoon. Early voting continues. There's more about how to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. A domestic dispute in Racine escalated early yesterday when a car crashed into a house, triggering a gas leak and forcing evacuations in a neighborhood. It happened at around 3 a.m. yesterday, and it was reportedly caused when a male passenger grabbed the steering wheel during an argument with a female driver that sent the vehicle off the road. Despite the severity of that Spring Street crash, no injuries were reported. The male passenger now faces charges of recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct. Number four is trying to help Trump. Lisa Hale has more.
Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st. Both parties are courting voters in Wisconsin, where polls show Trump and his opponent Kamala Harris virtually tied.
Kids asking for candy will continue this week. A number of local communities did trick-or-treating yesterday, with more scheduled for Halloween Day. You might see ghouls and goblins at Gateway Wednesday. They're hosting a trunk-or-treat event in the parking lot of their Kenosha campus Wednesday evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and unseasonably warm once again, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and winds starting to whip out of the south. By tonight, they'll be gusting up to 30 miles per hour with chances of showers and storms. And tomorrow, they'll gust at 40 miles per hour, spiking our highs to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. It's time to play Can You Guess? 60% of women want a man who will do what in public? The answer? Kiss them.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Father said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. But you got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down.
straight ahead and steady as you brought the till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present on WRJN.
Just gotta
the Captain and Tennille and Love Will Keep Us Together on WRJN. You know, when you first heard that song, it was probably played on vinyl, whether you were playing it at home or if you heard it on the radio, chances are it was played on vinyl. And if you've been listening to Cindy Huber from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. all this month, you've been hearing her give away actual vinyl albums as part of her Artist of Record contest. All throughout October, she's been giving away these vinyl albums. And I thought, she's pretty sneaky, by the way, this Cindy Huber. I thought she was wrapping it up all this last week on Friday when she gave away an actual record player, courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturt event. But she's sneaky. She gave away that record player and then she got another one. So she's going to give away another record player here at the end of the month. So you have all this week to win some more vinyl records courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturt event. And all you have to do is listen to Cindy Huber in the 9 a.m. hour each weekday. She's going to tell you who that day's artist of record is. And when she does, and you hear that artist later in the day, you give her a call at 262-634-WRJN. You'll win the actual vinyl album, and you'll be in the drawing for that record player, which she'll give away at the end of the month. It's Cindy Huber, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays on WRJN.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Your spot on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President and Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick with just